Hi, welcome to Politically Enraged, the podcast that's designed to be the lefties' refuge. I'm here to talk to you about politics in the UK and further afield, and try and figure out how we move forward through increasingly scary authoritarianism, sometimes with humour, sometimes with severity, but mostly with a really nice northern accent. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to Politically Enraged, the lefties' refuge. I am amused today, everyone. I'm still trying to take a break from politics and culture, but I'm really struggling. And at the moment, I'm actually trying to dip my toes back in, mostly out of distraction. I'm having a really bad time at the minute. And I decided that the best thing to do would be to just try and engage in a light way. One of my friends keeps me informed of things that, you know, are being said and done, mostly just light stuff that I can laugh at. And she did so today, and that's what I want to speak about. But in a more roundabout way than I was originally going to. So, right-wing demagoguery in UK politics is something that I think it's no secret I loathe, detest, hate. When I talk about right-wing demagoguery, what I mean is that the right-wing press in the UK is absolutely fit to burst with people who are middle class, who live extremely easy, or at least different lives to the vast majority of the rest of us, who pick and choose the topics that they want to talk about to tell us that that's what's bothering us this week and that's what we need to talk about. And today is no exception. Recently, my friend sent me an article written by a man who was talking about the fact that one of the private schools in Oxford that's currently all boys is going to go co-ed from 2030. And with no small hint of misogyny, he was saying that it was the death of the last bastion of man schools. Schools that teach people how to be men. I would love to see how many of the men that go to schools like that, that come out the other side, sex perverts. It's just this weird feeling that I have, you know, I'd love to know it. But the point was, he was saying that there's no point in making things co-ed. The irony is that my friend brought out some pretty interesting statistics. Girls can actually get on better and study when they're in single gender spaces because they're not surrounded by boys being creeps. Boys try and keep up, I guess, so they do better when they're in mixed schools. But all of this stuff, all of the gender wars that are going on at the minute and everything, they always miss a crucial point, which is boys are socialised young to be problematic. And until we tackle that as a society, those things are going to continue. That's all said and done about that article. The article that really amused me today that my friend sent me was written by Petronella Wyatt, who I have a personal loathing for. Every time I see her face in a Spectator column, it makes me want to peel off my own eyelids because I just know that I'm going to read some absolute twaddle about political correctness or the plight of the middle-class English person and how difficult their lives are compared to ours, you know, the people who are currently figuring out how the fuck we're going to pay our bills. Wyatt has decided that she is what she calls an instinctive monarchist. In an article where she's roughly decrying the king. You have to bear in mind that I am not a monarchist, quite the opposite. I think that monarchy is absolute bullshit. I don't see that because someone came out of their mother's magical vagina, I should owe them fealty. I certainly don't see why someone who has never helped me tangibly in any real way is someone that I should owe my loyalty to. And I certainly don't believe that a god upon high decided that the crown should rest upon his head. It's a bunch of nonsense. And you can feel however you want to feel about the royals. I really don't care. If you're a royalist, whatever. You know, if they make you happy, no problem. Same with religion. Have your religion, have your royals, do whatever you want. Don't bring that shit to my door because I am not interested. This article, though, highlights exactly what I want to talk about today, which is the idiocy, the eternal parity between stupid viewpoints and right-wing demagogues. In this article, Wyatt originally starts talking, half-jokingly I assume, about the fact that she is of possibly royal descent. Her family was stopped ascending to the throne because one of her relatives was killed by a king. And I really don't know what to say to you. That's how history works. Go and live in an alternative timeline. That's all I can say to you there. But the rest of the article talks about how annoyed she is with King Charles's political correctness and says that she really wants to stand behind him, but he's just behaving in a way that means that she can't. And I have to tell you this. You can't call yourself an instinctive monarchist and then whinge about the way that the king's behaving. The whole point of monarchy is that you're meant to stand behind it and owe it fealty and bow down to it and agree with whatever it says because it's royalty. You don't get to dictate if you're a royalist, if you're a monarchist, you don't get to dictate how those people behave. Because that flies in the face of what monarchy is. You dickhead. But this is the entire point. This is the overarching theme. I'm not even bothered about picking apart Wyatt's article, because if I wanted to do that, I would just become Gillian McKeith and stick my hands wholesale into my toilet bowl and start doing some sifting. I have better things to do with my time. The point is, the right-wing demagoguery in the UK is out of control. They don't even see the tangible ironies that they push out every single day, steaming into our faces. And this article is a perfect example of it. You literally cannot, in your head, hold the viewpoint of, I am instinctively loyal to the King of the United Kingdom, but I really wish that he would behave this way, because that would make me happy. Because if you're critiquing his behaviour, you are not loyal to him. As someone who is not a royalist, I feel more than entitled to say that I don't like King Charles. I don't like any of the royals. It's not like I'm going to go out there with a pike and start demanding bloodshed or anything, but I don't like the royals. I don't like the idea that God decided that someone was better than me and so decided that they should live in a huge house with billions and millions of wealth. What a load of garbage. Come on. Is this really the society that we believe in? That we think that there's people out there who are ordained to be better than us? What a load of nonsense. In the same way that no one's ordained to be worse, circumstance, sometimes genetics can lead to different circumstance that means that people struggle, that people can't get to where they need to go, maybe they can't absorb information in the same way. There's a million different reasons why you aren't sat on a throne right now, and none of it matters. The point is, the throne itself is a symbol of disconnect between the them and the us, the other and the not other. And a lot of people stand behind that, and I'll never understand it, but at the same time, like I said, if that's you, you do you. But these issues and these fissures run deeper. We have a press that continues to suckle at the teat of establishment, and we have a political status quo that refuses to move the establishment, even though there are people all across this country right now in dire straits, because the idea of change, the idea of betterment, is outweighed by the idea of change being bad. And people like Wyatt push this idea that they want change, but they want things to be the same. That's why I hate conservatist viewpoints. It's why I hate conservative pundits, because there's this overarching theme of, we want things to be different, but we need them to stay the same. We need to be like the good old days, which means we need change, but we want things to be the same. And none of it makes sense. And as I get older, this viewpoint and these people with these viewpoints continue to flummox me, to confuse me even more, because I don't think even they know what they want. But there's an even bigger thread, an overarching theme, something that has to be discussed, something that has to be exposed to these people that will blow their minds, that will confuse the hell out of them, that they can't run away from, and yet somehow they always do whenever it's highlighted to them. They're in charge. They're in charge here. The Conservative government has been in power for nearly 13 years. The royals have existed for I don't even know how long. This system that we have in place has been maintained by successive Conservative governments, by successive Conservative voters, by successive royalists. They've created the issues that they spend all of their time complaining about in columns and on the news and in their own little shows and in their own podcasts and everything. They're the arbiters of their own misery, and they don't even see it. And it's honestly starting to drive me into the very last bastion of my own sanity. That these people so consistently miss the point that they cause their own agonies. Wyatt used the W word, the one about political correctness. I don't understand. Do you want a cruel king? Have you read and seen what happens when there's a cruel monarchy? The monarchy is just a figurehead in the UK. It doesn't matter. It's supposed to be just window dressing. I'm told so often that we're supposed to put up with the royals because apparently they bring a lot of tourism. I don't know about you, but I'd pay £5 to wander around Buckingham Palace without the king there. I'd love to see it. I'd love to know how the other half live. I've never paid that money before, and I'm probably never going to in my lifetime. I don't think you understand. I don't have to like something just because it's there. And yet, that's the way that I always felt about the Queen. The Queen was just there. I was indifferent to her. She was a figurehead. She didn't touch in my life tangibly. She was just a person. A for instance. Her death meant that I thought more about the royals and I was disgusted by it. I remember the day that she died and watching Sky News and hearing people stumble over saying King Charles, to pay him the proper respect, a man that I've never met, a man that's never going to tangibly touch upon my life, a man that's never going to help me, a man that I'm never going to speak directly to, a man who's probably never even going to know that I exist. And this maddening idea that I should owe him fealty, it's the same thing that drives me crazy about religion. I don't owe your God fealty. And if you want to do and believe what it says in the Bible, or you want to believe what it says in any religious text, go for it. But don't try and put that on me. I really don't care. It's very much your deal. People like Wyatt and people like these right-wing pundits that push the idea that the royals should be less politically correct, that politics should be more cutthroat, should look after the vast majority at the expense of the minority, these people don't seem to understand that they're the ones that built and maintained this system to where it is now. And I guarantee you, if they got the changes that they wanted, they wouldn't be happy. And how do I know that? How can I say that with 100% confidence? Because that's the world that we're living in right now. People like Wyatt and people like, I believe, her husband, Piers Morgan, and even the people we have in Parliament right now, and the people in the streets that listen to these people whinge endlessly about society and political correctness and the way things are now. You have been in charge for 13 years. You had your way for 13 years and you're still not happy. You did a Brexit and you were miserable about it. You got a storming majority of Conservatives. And what did they do? A terrible job. But that's what you voted for, whether you admit it or not. I really think that right-wingers, that right-wing demagogues, people that read these articles, and certainly people that write them, are blissfully aware of the fact that they are the arbiters of their own misery. And I am so bored of it. I'm so bored of hearing right-wingers complain about how everything is when they've been in the driver's seat for such a long time. So, to them, I issue a challenge. Step down. Step away. Give up. Stop. Pack it in. Quit. Hand your notice in. Leave. Retire. I don't care. Whatever the solution is, go away. Because if you're so miserable with the status quo, guess what? So are we. And we've not been in the driver's seat for a very fucking long time. If you don't like how things are, I get that. But you are the ones that are driving it. So go away and let's see if some other people can come in. Other people with grander ideas, bigger ideas for change, who might actually be able to make so that not all of us are miserable all the time. How's that? Does that sound like a grand idea? Because it sounds great to me. I am so tired, so tired of right-wingers complaining endlessly about how difficult their lives are because of the politically correct, because of the social justice warriors. When the fact is, we have no executive power. And we haven't for well over 12 years, really. I even said that in my article today. If you look at some of Tony Blair's political stances, he was hardly the most far left of us all, was he? For the longest time, people have been in charge who have been miserable with the status quo. But they've been driving it. And I'm so tired of their willful ignorance of this fact. I'm so tired of reading articles about how they want a meaner king, crueler politicians. We have those things. You have the things that you want. What is your issue? What do you actually want? Because I really feel like the sad truth, the thing that we never talk about, and the thing that needs to be said plainly and openly to the British public is this. Right-wingers just want to complain. They don't want to be happy. I don't think they like being in charge. I think they love to lose and they're pissed off that they kept winning. Because when they win and they get to do the stuff that they say they're going to do, things get worse. And time after time after time, these people are proven to be charlatans, to be liars, to be just idiots like Boris Johnson. Or even current Prime Minister and part-time clown Rishi Sunak, twice convicted of crimes now since he took office. These people are parodic, and yet they're in charge, and we allow that to persist. So are we not guilty too? But I've made that point a million times in a million different episodes in a million different ways. But the point is, there must be some level of awareness amongst these people that they do have what they want. They have control, and they mess it up every time. Every day they make things worse. Every day they consternate us with their stupid decisions, their nonsense focuses. Suella Braverman last week talking about cracking down on people inhaling laughing gas. Do you think I care as my rent goes up by £34 a month? Do you think I care when my electricity's gone up 20? Do you think I care when the council tax that I pay has gone up £40 in the last 5 years? Do you think I care? These are impracticalities. And the reason that they focus on these impracticalities is that they have no idea what to do about the tangible. These people don't know how to fix the problems that they cause, but they sure know how to cause them. It's the equivalent of watching one of those black and white comedy cartoons where someone just keeps tripping up over their own detritus, completely unaware of the fact that it's them that's doing it, and continuing to blame everybody else around them. That's the political system that we live in. And then it's bolstered by these absolute shysters who write articles about it, blaming political correctness for the destruction of society, when the fact is, society is fractured because other types of people exist, and the main status quo can't handle that. They can't for one second put themselves in someone else's shoes and imagine what it's like. Instead, they'll write articles about the fact that they have a legitimate claim to the throne. Go for it. Do you think I care who sits there? Do you think I care which figurehead I'm supposed to owe fealty to, whether it's Petronilla Wyatt or King Charles? I don't care, because it doesn't affect my life. It's not real. It's a nothing. It's a title. It's a smokescreen. It's a symbol, iconography of the disconnect in society. So go for it. Take the chair away from the old man. Be my new queen. What does that mean to me? Nothing. Because I'll give you the same respect and deference as I give him. Nothing. Because I don't know you any more than I know him. And when it comes to complaining about the political correctness of the monarch, his existence is politically incorrect. The idea that he is ordained by superpowers across the universe to be better than me, to live in a castle because God said so, to be able to meddle in democracy and make decisions about how the country's run, all the while pretending that he isn't involved in those things, it's nonsense. And do you know who it is that backs that up? You! I am so tired of living in a country where the right gets everything it wants and bitches about it every step of the way. I feel like for the last 13 years at least, I've been handcuffed to a small group of squabbling children all arguing over who gets to eat the most sweets, and then they do and they're sick and they blame each other. Because that is how our political status quo is set up, and I am so fed up of it. And it's so weird that it's this silly article, half serious about monarchy, that's pushed me over the edge to say this, but it's sometimes the straw that breaks the camel's back, and that's what's happened. These people are deluded. They genuinely think that this country is made worse by the people that have no executive say in how it's run. And every time they get what they want, every time they get their Brexit, every time they get their anti-protest legislation or their anti-whatever it is, or their pro-whatever it is, somehow it always makes them miserable. And every single time, every time it happens, it's because of the opposition. The opposition doesn't have power. I don't have power. I haven't had political power in this country for as long as I've lived. And I am so tired of hearing people complain about getting what they want. If you people are miserable, there is an eminently easy solution. Step down. Stop writing your articles. Stop complaining about the way the country is run. Because you are the ones doing it. You are the ones in charge. And if you don't like it, guess what? Neither do I. And I would do it differently. And it still might make you miserable. But I get the feeling that you would probably live a better life for it. And that would piss you off more than this nonsensical circular catch-22 situation we're in now, where you get everything you want and somehow it always makes your life worse. I do not think that right-wingers know how to be happy, because when left-wingers actually do push some change and it makes their life better, they're furious that it worked. And when right-wingers make decisions and it makes their life worse, they can't accept that them's the breaks when that's what you vote for. It's always the people that don't have power. So step down and let's see some real change. Because if it means that we don't have to listen to you guys complain endlessly, pointlessly, circularly about how difficult your life is, then trust me, I'm willing to try, even if I fail. Thanks as always for joining us here on Politically Enraged, the Lefties Refuge. If you do want to follow me on social media so we can chat about the episodes and future upcoming information, you can follow me on Twitter, either at Political Ragers or Davy Moo. You can follow me on Instagram at Politically Enraged or Davy Moo. And you can follow me on TikTok at Davy Moo. If you do want to sponsor the show on Ko-fi, you can just search Politically Enraged on Ko-fi. Join me again soon for another episode of Politically Enraged. And remember, get politically engaged and stay politically enraged.